verses 21 to 30.
箴言书3章21节到30节。我们上一章的时候呢，上一次我们讲到了什么呢？我们讲到了认识上帝就是智慧。
Last week we saw that to know God is wisdom.
这个智慧呢，可以带给我们祝福。
Wisdom can bless us.
可以救我们脱离很多的危险。
Can save us from many dangers.
好了，那么我们就开始，今天呢，我们就开始讲这个智慧。我们开始具体看智慧，什么样的智慧？
Today we'll be looking at what wisdom looks like. What kind of wisdom we're talking about?
好，我们看21节和22节。
Verse 21.
My son, do not lose sight of these. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, and they will be light for your soul and adornment for your neck.
好，他这里说，我儿。
My son.
你不可使他离开你的眼目。
Do not lose sight of these.
就是你一直要看着他的。
You have to keep your eyes on these.
这个东西一直在你眼前的。
It's always before your eyes.
你不可以把它移开的。
You can't move it to the side.
什么东西呢？就是真智慧和谋略。
That is sound wisdom and discretion.
所以这个智慧呢，在你面前呢，和谋略的话呢，你不能够把它移开的。
You have to keep wisdom and discretion before you always.
你无时无刻都要看着它。
At all times you.Must look at them.
也就是说，这个智慧呢，对我们每一天、每一分钟都是有用的。
This means that wisdom is important to us at every moment, every minute of our day.
你现在眼前总是什么？
What do you keep before your eyes right now,
Elaine,
all the time?
每天在你眼前的都是什么？cell phone, 手机，是什么呢？电视？不是哈，不是就好。不是手机和电视就是好的，所以我们要想哈，每天这个都要在我们的心里边。
Every day we need to keep it in our hearts.
我们每时每刻都需要这个智慧。
At every moment, we need wisdom.
任何一分钟我们离开了这个智慧，我们就变成了愚昧。
For any minute that we leave wisdom, we become foolish.
如果我们每天都这样谨守这个真智慧和谋略的话。
If every day we keep sound wisdom and discretion before us,
那么这个智慧就可以做我们的生命。
Then wisdom can become our life.
做我们镜像上的美饰。
It can be adornment for our necks.
就是你不单有智慧，像有生命，而且别人可以看到。
Which means that not only will we have wisdom in our lives, but that other people will be able to see as well.
就好像你脖子上戴了一个非常漂亮的一个珍珠的项链一样。
It's like if you had a very beautiful pearl necklace.
这里边说这个智慧是我们的生命。
Here it says that wisdom is life for our soul.
那我们都知道人有两部分组成的，对不对？
We know that people have a two.
第一部分是。一部分是我们的身体是从尘土来的。
There's our body which comes from the dirt.
另一部分呢是神所赐给我们的一个生命。
The other is life that God has given us.
当神给人生命的时候，那个身体呢就活过来了。
When God gave man the breath of life, the body became animated.
所以这个生命是从哪里来？是从神来的。
So life comes from God.
那么这个智慧，这个真智慧，这个真谋略，就是这生命，就是这生命。
So sound wisdom and discretion are life for our soul.
所以没有智慧的生命，不但是愚蠢的、愚昧的，而且是就没有生命。
A life without wisdom, without discretion, is not only a foolish life, but in the end, it's no life.
所以一个生命活着是最美丽的。
A
living life.
A living life is.Very beautiful.
这非常重要的。那么我们很多的时候，我们看什么是美丽的呢
？A lot of times we think something else is beautiful.
我们的头发，我们的眼睛，
For example,
我们的鼻子
，our hair, our eyes, our noses.
我们考试的成绩
，our grades.
我们的 report card,
our report cards.
我们很多时候看到很多这些东西，我们觉得哎很美丽。
Oftentimes when we look at these things. Because we think, oh, it's so great. So
但是真正美丽的是什么呢？
But what is truly beautiful is,
让人看起来会赞美他的是什么呢？
What causes other people to praise you?
是生命当中的美丽。
It's a type of beauty that we have in our lives.
就是我们是否有这个真智慧和谋略。
Whether we have wisdom and discretion.
换句话说，
In other words,
就是我们有没有神的形象。
Whether or not we have the image of God.
有神形象的生命都是美丽的。
Any life that has the image of God is beautiful.
让人看到时候人家都会称赞的。
It's something that causes others to praise you.
所以呢，这里边他的爸爸又告诉他儿子说，这个智慧就是你的生命啊。
So here the father is telling the son that this wisdom is his life.
非常重要的。
It's very important.
二三二四。好了，那么我们看到了有智慧在他面前的人。
So for people who keep wisdom before them.
他走路的时候呢，他是坦然的，都不会碰脚的。
They're able to walk securely and their feet will not stumble.
为什么他不会碰脚呢？
Why is that?
为什么不会碰脚？为什么有智慧就碰不着脚呢？有智慧你就能够看到危险。
If you have wisdom, you are able to discern danger.
你就能够看到这危险，你就能把它躲过去。
So that when you see this danger, you can avoid it.
如果你要是没有智慧的话，
If you are without wisdom,
就好像一个盲人一样。
You're like a blind person.
你看不到危险。
You can't see danger.
所以呢，脚踢上面它就会跌倒。
So you will stumble over these dangers.
给你举个简单的例子哈。
Here's an example.
你看，我们就说那些罪犯
，criminals，
他们去抢钱、抢银行。
Let's say robbers, people who rob the bank，
甚至去杀人
，murderers，
他们就不觉得怎么样子的。
They probably don't think much of their crimes.
你为什么没有去抢银行？抢完银行就跌倒了，对不对？就碰脚了。
Okay, why do you not rob a bank? Because when you do it, you stumble.
因为你知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
Because you know what is right and what is wrong.
而智慧的一个最大的功用就是告诉我们什么是对的，什么是错的。
And one of the greatest uses for wisdom is to tell us what is right and what is wrong.
我们不去做那些不对的，我们要去做那些对的。
So that we will not do what is wrong, but rather we will do what is right.
所以我们就不会因为犯错误、犯罪跌倒。
So that we may not stumble because of sin.
然后下边说，你躺下必不惧怕，你躺卧睡得香甜。
If you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet.
这讲到了这个人，二十四节讲，这人心里边非常的平安。
Verse 24, this person has peace in his heart.
他什么都不怕的。
He's not afraid of anything.
像你们这个年纪睡觉都很香甜的。
At your age, you have very your sleep is sweet.
但是你问你爸爸妈妈睡觉是不是香甜？
But if you ask your parents,
我相信你爸爸妈妈睡觉也很香甜。
They probably sleep sweetly as well.
但是他们不像你们那么香甜。
But not as sweet as younger people sleep.
为什么呢？你们什么都不想。
Because you don't need to think about many things.
你最多想的就是明天考试，对吧？
Your biggest worry is probably tomorrow's test.
然后就不那么香甜。
And then you won't sleep as sweetly.
但是还是很香甜。
But your sleep is still quite sweet.
你妈妈就不那么香甜。
Your mother, on the other hand.
这个不香甜，宝贝儿。因为你妈妈想的事情比你多。
We'll think about a lot more things than you have to think about.
有很多忧虑的事情。
She has a lot of things to worry about.
哎呀，明天我会不会有工作啊？
Will I still have my job tomorrow?
明天会不会下雪？上班开车不好开呀？
Is it going to snow tomorrow? Is it going to be safe to drive to work?
啊，明天如果零下五十度，我是不是要穿加拿大鹅呀？
If it's minus 50 degrees tomorrow, do I need to put on my Canada goose?
所以她就不那么香甜。
So she might not be able to sleep as sweetly.
但是这里告诉我们一件事情，一个有智慧的人。他睡觉一定是香甜的。
But here it tells us that someone who is wise will be able to sleep sweetly.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他没有什么事情可以担忧的。
Because they don't really have anything to worry about.
因为他知道所有的事情神都是掌管的。
Because they know that God is in control with everything.
嗯哼，所以他睡得就香甜。
So they're able to sleep.
比如说明天零下五十度。
If the temperature is minus 50 tomorrow.
你说我睡不着觉了。
And you're unable to sleep.
我一宿不睡觉。我就去担心。
You spend your entire night worrying about the weather.
明天的温度会不会就升高十度。
If you spend all your time worrying, is that going to change the weather? Is it going to be 10 degrees warmer tomorrow?
你不会的。
No.
所以一个真正有智慧的人。
Truly wise person.
他知道上帝是掌管一切的。
Knows that God is the one who is controlling everything.
他无论怎么忧虑都是没有用的。
No matter how much he worries, it's of no use.
所以他睡觉很香甜。
So his sleep will be sweet.
我们再看下边。
The next verse.
好，前面我们讲了，这个人呢，智慧可以使人睡好觉的。
So we saw that wisdom can grant you sleep, sweet sleep.
没有惧怕的。
Without worry.
好了，那么这二十五、二十六呢，告诉我们有一些令人害怕的东西是忽然就到来的。
25 and 26 tell us that certain things that can frighten us might come suddenly.
在你还没有想到的时候呢，就来了。
When you completely don't expect it.
即明天考试，可能有一道题你从来都没想过的。
If on your test tomorrow, you come across a question that you had.Never thought of before.
就好像你的钢琴老师明天要教你钢琴，告诉你，突然给你一个 notes， 你从来都没见过的。
It's like if during your piano lesson your teacher gives you a piece that you've never seen before.
所以你非常的害怕。
So you're very frightened.
的确这样，明天有很多的事情发生，可能会很突然就发生的。
Tomorrow.A lot of things might happen suddenly, unexpectedly.
那圣经这里告诉我们说，就这种非常突然的事情发生的时候，你也不用害怕。
The Bible tells us that even when sudden terrors occur, we still have no need to be afraid.
因为这样忽然而来的、突然而来的这些事情呢，也神也掌管。
Because God is still in control when there are sudden terrors.
我们人呢，会有很多的惊奇呀。
We are easily surprised.
有好多事情我们想都想不到。
A lot of things happen that we could not have imagined.
但是在上帝那里不存在这个事情的。
But with God, there are no surprises.
上帝不会觉得说，哎呀，这事我怎么没想到呢？他不会的。
He'll never say, "Oh, I didn't think of that. What am I going to do?"
所有的事情，他不单他都掌管，他也都知道。
He is in control of everything, and he knows everything.
对于我们来说，可能觉得说，哎呀，太突然了。
For us, we might think, "Oh, that was sudden. I didn't expect it."
在上帝的眼里，从来都没有太突然的事情。
In God's eyes, nothing is sudden or unexpected.
明天几度
？What's the temperature tomorrow?
明天几度啊？你不知道哈，但是上帝知道。
You might not know what the temperature looks like tomorrow, but God does know.
上帝知道的比这场预报的还准。
He knows even more precisely than what we can find in the weather forecast.
所以我们要清楚，这位上帝他无所不知。
So we need to know that God is omniscient.
一切都掌管。
He is in control of everything.
好了，这里边特别讲到了一件事情：恶人遭毁灭，你也不要惧怕。
Here it talks about a specific issue, which is sudden terror or the ruin of the wicked when it comes.
你知道，恶人毁灭是很害怕的人的一件事情哦。
The ruin of the wicked is a very frightening thing.
瞬间在你边上，他就被审判，他就被灭亡了。
Maybe the wicked person right next to you will suddenly be condemned and punished.
你为什么害怕？
Why are you afraid?
你为什么会害怕
？Why would you be afraid?
因为那恶人，我们跟恶人没什么区别的。
Because really, there's not much difference between us and the wicked.
我们会恐惧的。
We will be frightened.
但是如果我们里边有智慧的话，我们认识这位上帝的话，我们就不要害怕。
But if we have wisdom and we know God, then
哪怕是
we don't need to be frightened.
哪怕那恶人就在我们面前毁灭，都不要害怕。
Even if this wicked person is destroyed right in front of us, we still don't need to be frightened.
因为对于那些认识上帝的人，
because to someone who knows the Lord,
上帝就是他说倚靠的。
The Lord will be our confidence.
所以你不用怕了，你倚靠的是上帝。
So because God is our confidence, we don't need to be frightened.
他必保守你的脚不陷入网罗。
And will keep our foot from being caught.
所以智慧非常非常的重要
so,
认识神非常非常的重要
So wisdom and knowing God are very very important
使你无所畏惧你都会躺下睡觉的都有平安的
So that we can sleep peacefully no matter what happens
实际我告诉你一件事情是那些没有智慧的人
But people who don't have wisdom
就是那些不认识神的人
That is people who don't know God
他每天都生活在一个危险当中
Every day they live in danger
这个危险是什么
And what is that danger?
这些恶人呢、啊、这些罪人每天都面临着一个危险这个危险是什么就是上帝的愤怒举个例子一个孩子在家里一直在闹一直在做坏事一会儿扎玻璃一会儿扔一会儿躺地上睡觉你就看妈妈一直在愤怒你有没有看到如果我们没有这个智慧我们每天都活在罪里边的时候
If we are living in sin
如果我们像一个小孩一样
If we are like little children
我们不听父母的话
And we don't listen to our parents
就好像我们一个罪人没有智慧按照我们自己的想法我们想怎么做就怎么做一样
Then we are living in sin living as we please
所以你就可以想到上帝一直在这样看着我们
So if God is constantly watching us,
他怎么样？他每天都在积蓄他的愤怒。
Every day he's accumulating wrath.
有一天会把这所有的愤怒倾倒下来。
And one day he will unleash all of this wrath.
倾倒在这些罪人身上。
On sinners.
所以呢，我们这里要看到一件事情是什么呢？就是那些恶人遭毁灭。
So here we see that the ruin of the wicked.
而实际上，他毁灭只是一个结果。
That their ruin is actually only a consequence.
上帝一直在积蓄他的愤怒。
God has been saving up his wrath.
换句话说
，In other words,
这些人呢，这些恶人呢，实际上一直都在活在上帝的愤怒之下的。
These wicked have actually been living under God's wrath.
而那些有智慧的人。
But people who are wise,
认识上帝的人
who know God,
就是做错了事情突然发现上帝是愤怒的他做错了事情
when they have committed a sin
他可以知道这是个危险
that they are in a dangerous position
这个危险是什么呢就是上帝愤怒
because of God's wrath
他就会悔改
so they will repent
所以这就是神所谓的保守他他的脚
This is how God protects them, protects their foot from stumbling.
不会跌倒。就是前边所说的这节经文，你就不致碰脚。
As we saw in verse 23, your foot will not stumble.
即便是碰脚了，你也会站起来。
Even if you do end up stumbling, you will be able to rise again.
好，我们再看哈，我们再往下看。好了。首先这里边前面二十一节到二十六节又讲了说什么呢
21 to 26
所以你千万不要离开智慧哦、
tell us that we must not leave wisdom
你千万不要离开上帝哦
that we must not leave God
因为你离开上帝了就没有平安了
because to leave God will mean that we will no longer have peace
你就活在上帝的愤怒的下边
and instead we'll be living under the wrath
有一天可能会毁灭的
and that one day we might be destroyed
如果你活在上帝的智慧当中
however if you live in God's wisdom
上帝告诉你什么是对的什么是错的
and God tells you what is right and what is wrong
你就去做那些对的不去做那些错的
and we will do what is right and not what is wrong
你不但不会害怕
not only will we not be frightened
你也不会跌倒
and that we will not stumble
而且上帝每天都在保护着你
but God will also protect us each day
好了下面学习第一个智慧前面我们说学了一些智慧我们今天再说学这个智慧现在开始学习智慧了哈就是上帝以为美的事情 27
it is do. When it is in your power to do it.
你手若有行善的力量，不可推辞，就当向那应得的人施行。
啊哈，好了，这里告诉我们一件事情。
Verse 27 tells us,
一个有智慧的人,
a wise person,
换句话说, 明白这位上帝, 认识这位上帝是怎样, 一位上帝的人,
or in other words, someone who understands God, who he is,
那么他一定要知道一件事情, 这位上帝是良善的,
he will know that God is good.
所以呢, 我们被神所造的人也应该像神。
So we as people created by God should also be good.
所以我们也应该是一个行善的人。
We should be good people.
所以这里就说了，你手若有行善的力量。
So here it says, do not withhold good from those whom, to whom it is due, when it is in your power to do it.
你就不可推辞，就当向那应得人施行。什么意思呢？就是如果有人有需要帮助的，
if someone needs help,
你有能力去帮助他，
and it is in your power to help this person,
你又去帮他，
go help them.
举个例子，这地方有一个，这叫什么东西？塔尔，有一个这个东西，对吧？你去 Tim Horton 买了一盒，是几个？六个啊，六个。
Let's say you buy 6 tarts, egg tarts.
你就出来，你说我饿了吗？吃午饭，我在吃。就吃了吃了吃了。
And you eat them because you're hungry.
一共是几个？六个。当你吃一个的时候呢，有一个 homeless.
As you're eating the first tart, you see a homeless person.
好了，他说我饿了。
And he says to you, I'm hungry.
那给你一个。
Oh, here you go, take one.
又来一个人。
And then another person comes.
又来一个人，我也要一个。
I want one too.
你又给他一个。
You give this person one too.
三个没有了。
You have three left.
你对，你吃一个，那两个人吃两个。
You ate one, and then those two people took.
哎，林还剩几个？还剩三个。
You have three left.
所以那俩人说没吃饱。
And then they say, "We're still hungry."
你要不要给他
？Are you gonna give them more of your food?
还剩三个。
You still have three.
当然了，你能把三个都吃完呗。
You are able to eat all three of them.
你可能吃完了还不一定饱的。
Maybe you'll still be hungry even if you finish off the three.
但是那两个人说再给我一个。
But those two homeless people ask you for more.
你要不要给？
Are you going to give it to them?
要不要给？要给。
Yes,
要给他。
Yes.
因为你有这个能力。
Because you have the power to help them.
你不可以说，哎，我还不够吃呢。
You can't say, oh, I barely have enough for myself.
你有两个就要分给他一个。
If you have two, you should give them one.
这里说你不可以推辞。
You can't withhold good.
推辞的意思就是你有这个能力，但是我又不要去做。
To withhold means you are able to help someone, but you decide not to.
好。这个问题呢，讲给大人听啊，小孩子我们就不讲了。我们知不知道耶稣是谁？
Do we know who Jesus is?
耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
他是神独一的儿子。
God's only Son.
上帝把他儿子给谁了？
Who did God give his Son to?
上帝只有一个儿子。
He only has one.
他就给你给我了。
And he gave him to you to me.
看到了，这就是上帝的良善。
That's God's goodness.
他把他唯一的、独一的、就那么一个爱的儿子给了我们。
He gave his only beloved Son.
所以这里我们要明白，我们手里若有能力可以帮助别人。
So if we are able to help other people,
你不可以推辞的。
We cannot withhold.
这里讲到说那些应得的人。
Here it says, those to whom it is due.
什么叫应得的人？
What does it mean?
就是他真有需要的。
People who are really
他真的有需要的。如果他真的是饿了，你要给他，你有你要给他。
If this person's really hungry and you have something to help them, you should give it to them.
但是我们今天通常有一个问题在里边。
Today we have an issue.
我们是希望能够先满足我们，然后我们有富余了再去满足别人。
We generally think that we should fulfill our own needs first, and then if we have leftovers, then we can help other people.
这是错的。
That's wrong way of thinking.
这是耶稣所批评的。
That's something that is rebuked by Jesus.
如果我们有富余的，我们用不完的给别人。
If we have like a surplus and then we give it to other people,
也能帮到别人。
It can still help other people.
那不是爱的帮助。
But that's not helping them out of love.
真正的爱的帮助是我有两个，我们俩一人一个。
To help someone out of love is when you have two, you give one to another person.
甚至于如果说他有需要的话，两个都给他。
Or if this person's really in need, you give them both to him.
你有这个能力，你一定要这样做的。
Because it's in your power to do so, so you must do it.
所以你要做个良善的人。
You must be a good person.
因为造你的神，他也是良善的。
Because God who created you is also good.
如果你如此行的话，
If you do this,
你放心，你会有喜乐。
You will have joy.
你也会有平安。
And peace.
你睡得很甜。
And your sleep will be sweet.
如果你不去做，
If you don't, however,
你就不像造你的这位良善的神。
Then you will not be like God who is good, who created you.
你的肚子可能很高兴，你吃了六个。
Maybe your stomach will be happy that you ate six of the tarts.
你自己觉得很高兴。
And you're very happy about it.
我吃了六个。
I ate six.
但是上帝不满意。
But God is not pleased with it.
因为你有行善的能力，却没有去帮助别人。
Because you had power to help someone, but you didn't.
没有去帮助那些需要帮助的人。
Those who need your help.
所以这样讲到的说是什么呢？是行善哈，这里讲的是行善，去行善，做一件善的事情。
So this is about acting good.
如果有一个人冲你说，哎，给我点钱嘛，我去吸点毒。
If somebody comes to you, ask you, I need money for drugs.
你就不要帮助他了哈。
You shouldn't help them.
因为那样的话，就你帮助他不是做善事，而是帮助他去做恶的事情。
Because then you wouldn't be helping them to do a good thing, but rather a bad thing.
好了，下面又讲到了，也是如何去帮助别人。
Verse 28 is also about how to help someone.
28.
Do not say to your neighbor, go and come again. Tomorrow I will give it when you have it with you.
好了，这里边讲到了另外一种情况。
Here we see another situation.
就是我有这个东西就在我这里边。
I have this thing.
但是我说，你明天再来吧。
But I tell my neighbor, come tomorrow.
现成的
I have it ready right now.
就在你手里边
Right in my hands.
但是不想给
But I don't want to give it to them.
你明天再来吧
Why don't you come tomorrow?
我问你一件事情如果你回家拿着这个六个蛋挞
If you go home with these six egg tarts.
然后有一个妈妈抱着一个小孩说我很饿
And then,
你能不能给我和我孩子吃的
And there's a mother with a child who says I'm very hungry. Can you give us some food please?
然后你在想
And you're thinking,
你明天再来吧。
Why don't you come tomorrow?
什么意思
What does that mean?
今天晚上吃啥？明晚吃啥？明晚再来，你说没了。
Tomorrow when she comes, you'll say I don't have any left.
都吃了。
Because I ate them all.
你有的时候就要给。
You need to give it to them when you have it.
因为他现在就需要。
Because they need it right now.
所以呢，这里说你那里若有现成的。
If you have it with you,
不可对邻舍说去吧，明天再来，我必给你。
Do not say to your neighbor, "Go and come again tomorrow. I will give it to you."
这是自己骗自己。
You're actually deceiving yourself.
就好像方才我们说举那个例子一样。
Like with your example from earlier.
今天晚上我吃三个，明早上吃三个，因为你明天再来的时候我已经吃没了。
I'll eat three tonight. I'll eat three tomorrow morning. When you come back, I won't have any left.
现在有，现在就要帮助，现在就要有需要的人。
If you have it right now, you help the person who is in need right now by giving it to them right now.
好了，这里边有个叫邻舍，邻舍是什么意思呢
？What does neighbor mean in this verse?
你周围的人。
People around you.
你不要觉得说，哎呀，我家五十四号，隔壁是五十六号，前面五十六号，后边五十二号，他俩是我的邻舍。
You can't say, I live at house number 54. My neighbors are only houses 56 and 58, but no one else
52.
is my 52. No one else is my neighbor.
现在他就是我的 neighbor, 他就是我的邻舍。
Right now, the person next to me is my neighbor.
大家都是彼此互为邻舍。
We are all neighbors here.
你说你坐公共汽车的时候呢
？When you're on the bus.
坐在你边上的那整个一车人就是你的邻舍。
Everyone in the bus is your neighbor.
你无论走到哪儿，你周围的人就是你的邻舍。
No matter where you go, the people around you are your neighbors.
Jenna, 你的邻舍是谁
？Who's your neighbor? Who are your neighbors?
Who are your neighbors? Mommy.Right now is mommy. 现在是妈咪。在家里呢？还有谁
？What about at home? Who are your neighbors?
还有谁？对了，所以我们在家里边的时候呢，我们的家人，小范围的说，在家里边，我们家里边的每一个人都是我们的 neighbor， 都是我们的邻舍。
In your home, everyone in your family is your neighbor.
所以你要随时做好准备去爱，去帮助。家里边的每一个人。
So you need to always be ready to help, to love everyone in your family.
你到了学校呢
？What about at school?
你的同学就是你的邻舍。
Your classmates are your neighbors.
所以就是我们周围的人。
They are the people around us.
所以你要随时做好准备，不要有个限制。我们通常帮助我们认识的、亲近的人很容易。
Oftentimes, it's easy for us to help people who are closer to us.
但是呢，我们不认识的。
But for people that we aren't familiar with.
甚至于有些我们是不喜欢的。
Or even people that we don't like.
哇、哦，你看他很臭啊，那味道很差的。
Maybe somebody smells bad.
他走到你面前，你都闻着有味儿的。
You can't even stand in front of them.
你愿不愿意去帮助他
？Would you help this person?
他也是你的邻舍。
They're still your neighbor.
你也不可以推迟。
And you still can't.Withhold your help from them.
比如说在地铁上面
In the subway, for example.
你正在那里吃这个蛋挞
You're eating egg tarts.
有一个无家可归的人
There's a homeless person.
他可能都没洗过澡的，浑身散发着一股味道的
Who has never showered and has a distinct smell emanating from him.
他还说可不可以给我一个？我今天上早晨没吃饭呢，我很饿。
And he asked you, "Can you give me a tart, please? I didn't eat all morning, and I'm hungry."
很多人的做法是这样子的。
A lot of people do this.
是什么？我给你可以，
okay,
我可以给你。
I can give you one.
我可以都给你。
I can give you all of them.
但是离我远一点。
Just please stay away from me.
这也是不对的。
That's also wrong.
这也是不对的哈。你说我给他了吗？
You can say, "Well, I gave it to him in the end."
虽然你给他了，却不是在爱的方式当中给他。
You did give it to him, but it wasn't out of love that you gave it to him.
你是帮助他了。
You did help him.
但是不是出于爱心。
But it wasn't out of love.
所以你做这件事情，虽然帮了他。
So when you did this, even if you were able to help this person,
但是在上帝的眼里
，in God's eyes，
他看我们的心并不是一个良善的心。
He sees that in our hearts.It was not out of goodness, out of love.
所以二十八节告诉我们一件事情。
So 28 tells us.
我们这样的一切的出于的良善，美善的做美善的事情。
Any good deed that we do
是出于一个爱的心。
Has to come from a heart of love.
所以它不单单是一件事情而已。
So it's not only an action.
是你心里的一个品格的问题。
It's a question of your.Inner character.
是。好了，那么我们看二十九节和三十节。
Okay.
Do not plan evil against your neighbor who dwells trustingly beside you. Do not contend with a man for no reason when he has done you no harm.
好了，这里说你的邻舍，如果你周围有人的话。
Verse 29, your neighbor.
他在你的边上呢，非常信任你的，在你边上待着的。
Who dwells trustingly beside you？
所以你不可设计去害他的。
You cannot plan evil against him。
这句话的意思是什么呢
？What does this mean？
现在呢，外边有只狼。
Let's say there's a wolf outside。
一个恶狼。
A very hungry wolf。
他一直想找个东西要吃的。
Who's looking for something to eat？
你会不会在这个狼的边上安居？
Will you be able to stay next to this wolf trustingly?
你会不会 ？No， 为什么？因为你不信任他。
Because you don't trust this.
他可能会吃了你。
Maybe the wolf will eat you.
好了，那么也就是说，比如说我在这里坐着的时候。
when I'm sitting here,
在 TTC 上面
when I'm sitting on the TTC,
有一个人呢过来就坐在我边上了
and there's a person who comes and sits down next to me,
实际上是表达一种信任
that expresses a form of trust,
至少我在他眼里不是一只恶狼
at least in their eyes I'm not some wolf,
所以他觉得所以他知道坐在我边上呢是很安全的
so they know that it's safe to sit next to me,
这表明他信任我
it means that they trust me,
那我就不可以去设计去害他
so I cannot plan evil against them,
也就是说我们常常会把别人想得很坏的
a lot of times we think of other people as being evil,
这里说人未曾加害于你不可无故与他相争
but here it says do not plan evil against your neighbor,And do not contend with a man for no reason when he has done you no harm.
也就是说我们不可以故意的去陷害别人去害别人
we should not harm other people purposely for no reason.
所以二十七二十八和二十九三十对比起来看的时候呢
Verses 27 to 28 are a comparison with verses 29 to 30.
就告诉我们一件事情
They tell us.
你要爱你的邻舍
that we must love our neighbor,
你要帮助你的邻舍
that we must help them,
而不是去恨你的邻舍
and not plan evil and harm them,
或者说去害他们这是不可以的
or,、yeah.
好了那么这里告诉我们一件事情我们爱我们的邻舍爱我们周围的人
To love our neighbor, the people around us.
这不是一件自然而然的事儿。
It's not a thing that comes naturally.
为什么呢
？Why not?
因为当人犯罪的时候，当人犯罪以后
，Because after we sinned,
人就是自我为中心了。
We became self-centered.
他的眼里边没有他的邻舍了，已经。
In our eyes, we no longer see our neighbors.
他所关心的是我自己。
We only care about ourselves.
而不会去关心别人。
And we don't care about other people.
他关心的是别人会不会伤害我。
We worry like, oh, are other people going to harm me?
因为他是自我为中心的。
Because we're self-centered.
在他眼里除了他之外都是坏人。
In our eyes, except for like ourselves, everyone else is evil.
只有他是对的别人都是错的。
Everyone else is wrong, but me, I'm right.
所以我们要想爱我们的邻舍是一件很困难的事情。
So it's very difficult for us to love our neighbors.
但是圣经告诉我们一件事情
But the Bible tells us
你爱你的邻舍就是一个有智慧的人
That wise people will love their neighbors
你爱你的邻舍就是认识上帝的人
People who love their neighbors are those who recognize God
因为你的邻舍从你身上可以看到上帝的形象
Because your neighbors can see God's image in you
你不去害你的邻舍
If you don't go and harm, plan evil against your neighbors,
他有需要你就去帮助他
and help them when they are in need.
别人就可以看到你身上上帝的形象
Other people will see the image of God in you.
所以今天我们要这样的人，他是可以有平安在他心里边的
Those are the people who are able to have peace in their hearts.
他睡觉的时候不会睡不着觉的
will not be restless when they try to sleep
所以这是非常重要的一件事情
It's very important
造我们的上帝是良善的
God who created us is good
所以我们也应该是良善的
So we must also be good
凡事上上帝都帮助我们
At all times God helps us
我们也应该去帮助那些有需要的人
And so we should also help those who need help.
不可以自私自利。
We cannot be selfish or selfish.
所以非常重要的。所以要爱神。
So first we must love God.
也要爱人。
And we must love people.
不自私。
Not be selfish.
千万不要自私。
Not be selfish.
因为上帝造了一个人。
Because God created a person.
他并没有把这个人放到月亮上面。
He didn't decide to put this person on the moon.
而是把这个放在了地球上边。
But put this person on the earth.
不但放在地球上边。
Not only did he put this person on earth.
他在我们周围还放了一些人。
He surrounded this person with other people.
首先是我们的爸爸妈妈，第一眼看着妈妈，哎呀，妈妈在我边上。
The first person you see is your mother when you're born.
然后看到爸爸。
And you see your dad.
然后看到 Enon，
and then your brother，
然后又看到 Ella，
and your sister，
然后又看到 Noah，
and your other brother，
然后又看到了 Nancy 姐姐，哎呀，然后又认识了我们所有的人，所以上帝把我们放在一个社会当中，一个群体当中。
God has placed each of us in a community, in a body。
也就是说，我是你的邻舍，同样你也是我的邻舍。
Which means I am your neighbor and you are my neighbor。
我们没有什么选择的。
We don't have a choice in that。
而我们在这个群体当中，彼此产生关系的法则是什么呢
？And the principles by which we have relationships within this community。
就是彼此相爱，互相帮助。
Our mutual love and helping one another。
这就是上帝在我们人的关系当中所设立的法则。
It's a principle that God's established when it comes to us living in a community.
你这样去做就是有智慧的，就是认识上帝的。
So if you act according to that principle, it means that you're wise, that you know God.
所以呢，也就是说，当大家以这样的智慧来建立关系的时候
，So when everybody builds relationships with this wisdom as its basis.
也就是说整个的一个群体谁是中心
That means that, well, who is the center of this community?
就是设立这个法则的上帝为中心
It's God who first established all of these rules and principles.
但是恰恰相反的一件事情是什么呢就是我们犯罪的人都是以自我为中心的
But the problem is that we as sinners are self-centered.
我们希望所有的人都帮助我。
We want everyone to help us.
我希望所有的人都爱我。
We want everyone to love us.
但是我们没有一个人希望去爱别人。
But nobody wants to
去帮助别人。
Nobody wants to love and to help other people.
这是问题所在的。
That's the problem.
特别是今天，孩子们。
Particularly with children.
我们家里边有两个、三个、四个孩子的时候还好一点。
Maybe it's better when you have 2, 3, or 4 children.
但是如果有一个的话呢
But if you only have one,
很容易孩子就成为家庭的中心
It's very easy for this one child to become the center of the entire family.
而且我们知道孩子生来的时候他就带着一个本性
And we know that children, when they are born, they have a nature.
就是自我为中心
That's a self-centered nature.
生下来之后呢我们父母又以他为中心
After this child is born, parents...Make this child the center of their world.
所以他就更加的自我为中心。
And it makes them more self-centered.
所以今天为什么说，至少在年轻的一代当中，就是家里边一个孩子那个家庭当中，这关系都是很难处的。
So, in especially with younger people, a family with a single child, it causes a lot of problems in relationships within the family.
因为他们自我为中心的心会膨胀的。
Because it cultivates their already self-centered nature.
我们已经失去了一个能力。
We've already lost the ability
去关心我们周围的人。
To care about the people around us.
甚至连父母都不关心了。
We don't even care about our parents.
这是一个问题的。
It's a big problem.
这是上帝所不喜欢的。
And God is displeased with this.
这是没有智慧的。
It is without wisdom.
因为他不知道上帝是怎么样来爱我们和怎么样帮助我们的。
Because it means that you do not know that God loves us and how he has helped us.
这样的人，这样的人，自私自利的人。
Selfish, self-centered people.
他可能会得到一些暂时的利益。
May be able to gain certain temporary benefits.
但是从长远角度来讲
But in the long term,
他是得罪上帝的。
They are offending God.
他一直在上帝的愤怒的下边。
They are actually living under the wrath of God.
所以你们要做的是一个什么呢？爱人如己的人，去爱别人的人。
So we must be people who love others.
去帮助别人的人。
Who help others.
要做一个慷慨的人 ，generous.
We must be generous.
这才是上帝所喜欢的。
That's what pleases God.
不管你在任何一个场合之中
no matter which
一个很小的行为
situation you're in,
一个很小的行为
even a very small act,
都能体现出来你对你周围人的一个关怀
can,
一个爱的
reveal that you love the people around you.
比如说在吃饭的时候。
For example, when you're eating.
爸爸妈妈。
Mom and dad.
坐在那里。
Are there sitting.
有弟弟妹妹坐在这里，有哥哥姐姐坐在这里，我们一起来吃饭。
You have all your siblings around you and everyone's going to eat together.
我们通常会，我不顾别人，我吃饭就是吃饭喽。
Normally, when you eat, you don't think about other people. You just help yourself.
我就喜欢吃鱼。
I like eating fish.
所以我就把这条鱼全吃了。
So I'll eat the entire fish.
有没有考虑你妈妈喜欢不喜欢？
Did you ask yourself, does your mom like fish as well?
你有考没考虑你的兄弟姊妹喜欢不喜欢？
Did you think about, you know, maybe your siblings like fish as well?
通常我们只关心我喜欢。
Oftentimes, we just think about what we like.
我们不会去 care 其他的人，去关心其他的人。
We won't care about the other people.
所以呢，今天回去之后，孩子们，你要学习一件事情。
So when you go home tonight, you need to learn something.
去爱你们的家人。
To love your family members.
OK, 姐呢？回家去操练，去爱你的家人。
Go home. When you go home, practice loving your family.
OK, 你的去爱谁呢？
So who are you going to love?
你的家人是谁啊？
Who's your family?
谁呢？妈妈、爸爸、
Mom,
弟弟、妹妹。
Your brother, your sister.
那两个弟弟，一个妹妹哈，记住了。不能落一个的。
You can't forget one of them.
所以我们先回家，先学习爱我们最靠近的人。
So when we go home, we need to first practice loving those who are closest.
所以我们要从我们小的范围离我们最近的这个邻舍开始爱起。
So we should start by loving those who are immediately our neighbors.
好了，娜娜回去怎么样去爱妈妈和爸爸呢？
How are you going to love your mom and your dad?
光说爱不行，光用嘴说我爱我的邻舍，我爸爸妈妈还有外婆，怎么爱呢？
You can say with your mouth, yes, I love my parents, my grandparents, but what does it mean to love
them? 好了，怎么爱呢？还做点饭给妈妈吃，就是把做完饭之后把厨房弄得很脏，然后就走了，是吧？让妈妈留下来打扫。对，所以你要帮妈妈去做一些事情，帮爸爸做一些事情。
Help your parents do stuff.
爸爸每天回来的时候，别忘了给他拿拖鞋啊。
Don't forget to get your fetch your dad's slippers when he comes home.
所以你要做一个实在的事情。
You need to do.Practical things to express your
因为圣经告诉我们爱呢是非常确实非常实际的。
The Bible tells us that love is a very, it's like a concrete thing.
非常真实的。我们就像这里说的，你手头可以做到的，你就马上就要去做的，不要等。
As we saw here, if you're able to do it, then do it right away. Don't wait. Don't put it off.
哇，今天妈妈晚回来晚了，哎呀，我忘了，明天再说吧。
Oh, my mom came home late today, and I forgot. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow.
你会发现明天你还会这样说同样的话。哎呀，明天再说吧。
You'll find that tomorrow you'll say once again, "I'll do it tomorrow."
所以这个是一个什么？只是嘴巴上在讲，我爱我的邻舍，我要帮助我的邻舍，却没有实际的行动。
That's just saying with your mouth. Yeah, I love my neighbors. I'm gonna help them, but it doesn't translate into action.
好了，我们今天的父母同样一个教训。
Same teaching for parents.
我们呢通常都很爱我们的孩子的。
We often really love our children.
我小时候，我是很愿意帮我爸爸妈妈做事的。
When I was younger, I loved to help my parents do stuff.
但是我爸爸妈妈很少让我做事情。
But my parents rarely let me do any work.
因为三个原因。
For three reasons.
一个原因呢。
First is.
其实我哥哥很能干。
My older brother could do all this work.
第二个呢原因呢。
Second,
是因为我不会做啥。
Because I was bad at everything.
所以呢，我爸爸妈妈我要做什么事情，他爸说去离开。然后我哥说你快走离开。
So anytime I wanted to help my parents with work, they say, "Oh no, just get out of here." My brother would say, "Oh, get out of here. I'll handle it."
然后呢，他们会找一个非常冠冕堂皇的借口。
And they would find
a wonderful excuse,
a very nice sounding explanation.
你去学习，好好学习就行了。
Go study, just worry about your studies.
所以我今天就像废人一样。
So I'm a useless person today.
我家我爸爸妈妈很能干的，我哥哥也很能干的。
My parents, my older brother, they're very capable. They can do a lot of things.
虽然我爸爸今年已经80多岁了。
Even though my dad's in his 80s.
在他眼里，我依然是个废物。
he still sees me as a useless person.
所以父母千万不要这样子的，还不用不用不用，你好好学习就好了。
So parents, you must not say, oh, just go study.
你从小要给你的孩子一个学习爱的机会，爱别人的机会。
You need to give your children, from a young age, the chance to practice loving others.
所以一个孩子生下来就是自我为中心的。
Because a child, from the moment he's born very self-centered.
他就不懂得去爱别人，去帮助别人的人。
He doesn't understand to help to serve other people.
所以我们从小的时候就需要建立这样孩子这样的品格。
So we need to build such a character in our children from the youngest age.
尽管在这个建立的过程当中，我们会觉得说，哎呀，不好。
Even if we feel bad about doing it.
但是你还是要去操练他这样做的。
But we still need to teach them like this.
因为这对他是好的。
Because it's good for them.
如果他生来自我为中心。
If they're born self-centered,
我们又在他自我为中心上使他更加自我为中心。
And we make them even more self-centered.
那就是把他害了。
That's actually harming them.
所以，孩子们，你要学习的是从家里边的人先最近的这样的 neighbor 来操练。
So children, you need to learn to practice to help your neighbors who are the closest to you, the family.
就是你家里的人。
Your family members.
而父母的话呢，你一定要给你的孩子有这样的机会的。
And parents, you must give this chance to your children.
你知道欣欣呢
My daughter,
她上小学四年六年的时候呢，就四年到六年这段时间
the period when she was grade 4 to grade 6,
每个星期六呢她会给我们做晚饭
every Saturday she would make dinner for us.
她给我们做那个饭呢，她要花一下午的时间才能做好的。
She would spend a whole afternoon.
你知道她用了一下午时间做的是什么东西呢？
But she spent the entire afternoon making.
就是一个盘子上面，每人一个盘子，他一个，我一个，一群一个。
Each person had their own plate.
通常有三部分组成。
And there would be three things.
第一部分是什么呢？是煮熟的那个意大利面。
First thing is pasta.
另外一部分呢，可能是个土豆泥，或者是煮的 broccoli.
And then it'll be like steamed vegetables or.Mashed potatoes.
再一部分呢，就是切成一片一片的 strawberry 水果。
And then like chopped up fruit.
你知道这段时间是我跟一群休息的时间。
So my wife and I would be resting during this time.
所以中午的时候呢，就已经讲好了，今天晚饭是你做哈，好了。
And we would agree, from noon, okay, you're in charge of dinner
tonight. 好了，他通常是不允许我们再进厨房了。
And then she wouldn't even let us go into the kitchen.
所以通常我们就会说，哎，中午我们要有一段休息的时间。
So we would spend this time to rest.
你知道刚开始的时候，我们会觉得我总会去看看他做啥呢？
You know, beginning,
我能不能帮他做点什么？
I always peek and say, what is she making? Can I help with anything?
我觉得我们家一共就三个人，两个人休息，一个人干活，这事有点不大对。
So our family only has three people. If two of them are doing nothing and one of them is making food, it's not quite,
尤其你让一个、
right?
尤其你让一个小孩子在那厨房里忙来忙去，你大人搁这不舒服的，真不舒服。
And it feels weird when you're an adult and you're letting this little kid do all the stuff in the kitchen.
但是呢，我就狠下心来，就狠下心来，我真的不去。所以那两年的时间，他都是给我们在做。是我忘记了两年很长时间，他都是。星期六下午一定是给我们做晚饭的，而且每次吃的时候我都会啊表现得 very enjoy.
And every time we ate, I would pretend to like it.
你们有没有试一试意大利面就着水果吃的？
If you've ever tried eating pasta with fruit.
你明白我的意思了，你要给他机会，让他去操练。
You have to give your child the chance to practice love.
所以给孩子机会，让他去学习，去建立这种帮助人的能力。
So, give your child the chance to practice the ability to help to serve other people.
你要把心狠下来，他们会一点一点的学习的。因为这种爱人和帮助人不是他们天生就有的能力。
Children will learn slowly because.The ability to love and to help other people is not something that they're born with.
而恰恰相反，他们是自我为中心。
But rather, On the contrary, they're born selfish.
所以我们要需要去来培养我们的孩子。
So we need to teach and teach our children.
嗯哼。第二个我们要学习到的父母要培养你的孩子去信相信别人。
The second thing that we need to teach our children is to trust other people.
一个有智慧的人，你会相信他对人的相信呢，是带着智慧的去与人相信。
A wise person will trust in other people, but wisely.
他不会愚昧的那样去、哦、傻乎乎的去相信一个人。
They won't foolishly just believe anybody.
所以你要学习，让你的孩子去相信别人。
But you need to teach your children.How to trust other people.
否则我们总是我们即便不是去设计去害人家我们心里总是不信人家总是防备人家、
otherwise maybe we're not plotting evil against other people but we'll always be skeptical and distrustful of other people around us
所以这很重要的一件事
it's a very important thing to learn
因为圣经告诉我们
the Bible tells us
人生下来的时候
that when we are born
我们与每个人之间都有一个墙
weKind of have a wall, separating us and everyone else.
我们彼此都是不信任的。
We don't trust one another.
但是如果我们的孩子有智慧
，But if our children are wise,
他为什么不可以去信任别人呢
？Why can't they trust other people?
所以一个不信任别人的人
，Someone who doesn't trust other people,
或者说不能够信任别人的人
，or who is incapable of trusting,
实际上是一个极度没有信心的人。
Is actually someone who completely has no faith,、
uh-huh.
who doesn't have any faith.
所以只有那些愚昧的人才不会去相信别人。
So only foolish people will not trust other people.
因为他对自己没把握，我可能会错的。
Because they don't have a grip on themselves.
Confident.
Confidence. They don't have the confidence, and they're doubting their own judgment.
所以什么能够建立我们的信心、
so、what can edify our
就是认识神得到的智慧
trust,
所以他就
knowing God and having wisdom、
嗯、所以当他面对任何人的时候他都可以是敞开的都可以完全带着不是自信而是对上帝的信心
so that with anyone that we meet because we trust in God we can trust
the people around you
we can trust the people around us
因为没有人可以伤害你
Because it means that no one can harm us.
因为一切的伤害都在这智慧的光中都照出来了。
Because all harm and evil plans are revealed under the light of wisdom.
你不会被绊倒的。
And we will not stumble.
所以我们又回到这个主题当中来了。
We're going back to our main theme.
就是我们要认识上帝。
Which is that we must know God.
得到这个智慧。
In order to get this wisdom.
所以你的平安和喜乐就完全的。
Then you can have peace and joy everlasting.
好，我们今天就讲到这儿。